Hello, and welcome to the HSD podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, I'm joined by Jennifer Lamb, RN, MBA, and Mock Surveyor for Life Care Services. Today, we're going to be talking about the new FTAG numbering system and the regulations contained in each of the FTAGs. Our goal is to help you understand each FTAG fully when the state surveyors begin implementing them on November 28, 2017. So today we are going to be focusing on F588, which is reasonable accommodation of needs and preferences. So I'd like to welcome you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Laura. I'm happy to be here and share more information about the new FTAGs and how our communities can be ready for their state surveys.
That's super. That's super. So let's start off. Why don't you go ahead and recap for our listeners what they can expect from this whole new series of podcasts that we're doing?
Okay, of course. We'll be covering one FTAG per podcast contained under the 49 tags identified as substandard quality of care. Substandard quality of care is defined by CMS as having more than one deficiency related to participation requirements under resident behavior and facility practices, quality of life, and quality of care that constitute either immediate jeopardy to resident health and safety, a pattern of or widespread actual harm that is not immediate jeopardy, or a widespread potential for more than minimal harm but less than immediate jeopardy with no actual harm. We'll be using the State Operations Manual, Appendix PP, guidance for surveyors for long-term care facilities, and that will be effective on November 28th, 2017. This is the same exact SOM that surveyors use, and it will be our best tool to learn as much as the surveyors and be prepared for the state surveys.
So that's great, Jennifer. It's like we have the same set of guidelines that they have in front of us with that. So I think that's super that everyone should be able to take a look at those and use those. Today, we're going to start with 558. So let's go ahead and start with the definition. What does 558 mean according to the State Operations Manual?
F-558 refers to reasonable accommodation of needs and preferences of each resident. The tag reads this way. The resident has a right to reside and receive services in the facility with reasonable accommodation of resident needs and preferences, except when to do so would endanger the health or safety of the resident or other residents.
So Jennifer, for those people who might not know, what does reasonable accommodations actually mean?
Well, reasonable accommodation, it means the facility's efforts to individualize the resident's physical environment. It means to make the resident's room as home-like as possible for each resident.
So playing devil's advocate then, why is this important and what is the intent really behind this tag?
Well, the intent of F-558 is for the community to create an individualized home-like environment. The community is their home, and the resident should feel as if they are at home and not in an institution. The reasonable accommodations of residents' needs and preferences include the resident's bedroom and bathroom, as well as common areas as much as conceivably possible.
Well, that makes sense, but what are the limitations to accommodating the resident's needs and preferences? Because I'm sure it's not an open book.
No. The accommodations for the resident must reflect the unique needs and preferences of each resident, but also it can't endanger the health and safety of the resident or other residents. They can't ask for anything that might cause harm to somebody else or to themselves. The accommodations should enhance the resident's dignity and well-being.
Okay, that makes sense. You did mention earlier common areas. So it's my understanding that common areas need to have furniture that's appropriate, of course, to the needs of the residents and any of their physical limitations. And I would think that that would be things such as the appropriate seat heights, firmness maybe, and having arms on seats so the residents can sit down and rise independently. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. Communities need to be mindful that when they go and purchase furniture, they need to select not only furniture that's aesthetically pleasing, but functional as well. And I think LCS communities do an amazing job of providing both.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So as I understand it, FTAG 558 is the new tag, but the prior tag was F246. So my question would then be, what's different or what's changed between the two tags?
Okay. Well, not a whole lot, actually. The tag basically reads the same from F246 to F558. The main difference is the addition of the word homelike to the individual accommodations. There has been a big push to change the culture of health centers to provide a more homelike environment and use less items that give an institutional feel. So I believe that the new way that it's worded, they're really wanting to bring home that homelike feel and language so that surveyors and also the communities are more mindful that it does need to step away from the institutional feel that has been present in the past.
Well, and I think the good news about that for LCS is that for years we've been focusing on a home-like environment. We've been focusing on person-centered care. So I feel like we are huge steps ahead in this area. And this probably shouldn't be a tag that we're going to have to worry about too much. But just in case, what are some of the things that we need to do to ensure compliance so that we make sure that our staff are really, you know, acting appropriately and that we are set up so that we're not going to see any citations with F-Tag 558?
Well, I've got to agree, first of all, that you're right. I've been to many of our communities, and we do an excellent job of having a home-like environment, and it's very impressive, actually. I always like to stress that each individual working in the LCS communities and health centers have a vital role to the success of the community and in the survey process. And some of the ways that surveyors will be collecting information and how you can help the community are a few of these items that I have to talk about right now. One is the interactions with residents. It is important to remember the limitations of your residents. If they are hearing impaired, make sure that you're speaking to the resident and maintaining eye contact. For someone who cannot speak, you need to provide a means to communicate, like a communication board or a whiteboard with markers. Surveyors will be looking to see if those items are in use for those who need them. Accessibility to equipment is something else. If a resident needs a wheelchair or a walker in order to get around, that needs to be in reach of the resident. It doesn't do them any good if it's stored in a closet or across the room, when if they can get to that chair and move independently, they need to be able to have access. So basically, it's just saying that if a resident otherwise would be independent, if they could get to their equipment, it needs to be accessible to them.
Makes sense.
Okay. One of the other things is bathroom needs. A resident should be able to access the bathroom independently if they are able to do so safely. I don't want to say something here where it sounds like, well, we should just be able to go in and out. But if they are independent in their movements, they can transfer themselves. They should be able to have toilet seat risers and handrails provided so that they're able to do that function independently.
So what about any residents that want to attend social events or activities or maybe even a worship service? What should the communities do for those group activities or for those residents who are attending in a group?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Communities must make sure that any resident showing an interest in an activity, social event, or worship service should have the ability to attend. Residents with mobile limitations should never be excluded. Ramps and having wider doorways make areas more accessible, and these are considered reasonable accommodations of need.
Okay, super. So we're talking about physical space and we're talking about access to equipment and interaction with residents and with residents. But what do we need to do? What else do we need to do from a day in and day out basis?
Well, you know, this isn't an exhaustive list, but it kind of gives you a kickoff as to what you need to be thinking about on how F-558 applies to your area. So for instance, you know, a CNA that comes into a room, if they notice that the wheelchair is stored across the room, you know, simply by rearranging things to make it more accessible, making sure the eyeglasses are within reach of somebody who needs them to read or to watch television, or housekeeping, for instance, if they may see a need, anybody can can absolutely accommodate a resident. It doesn't have to be something like where maintenance has to do structural changes or they have to install something. It's just as simple as saying, Mrs. Jones, I noticed that your eyeglasses are not next to you. Are they in your drawer? Can I get them for you? Those are things that go a very long way.
Well, and I think you're bringing up some really key points because, again, sometimes people in their day-to-day as they're on their jobs and they're trying to assist the residents and working in the communities and in the health centers, they might forget those areas. And I think it's also important then that they actually know who the residents are and know the residents so that they know that they wear glasses and, oh my, their glasses aren't on right now and they're reading. I think that's a really, really good point, Jennifer. Really
yes,
good point.
Thank you.
So then what you're saying in this tag, and this makes a lot of common sense here, and it's pretty basic. It's pretty short, but what you're saying is really F-256 to F-558, with 558 being the new F tag. Really, the big addition is home-like, and this has been a regulation all along. Luckily at LCS, we've been doing it for a very long time, and so that there really shouldn't be any big changes that we need to change other than making our staff aware and reminding them on a regular basis.
Exactly. I see it all over when I visit the LCS communities nationwide that they have already stepped up and have that home-like environment. So this is something that I don't think will be a challenge at all for our communities.
Well, super, super. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today in our podcast series outlining the new F tags and the regulations of the final rule. So I hope you found today's dialogue useful. And Jennifer, I'd like to thank you, and I look forward to talking to you at our next discussion.
Thank you so much, Laura, and I look forward to the next podcast when we'll talk about F-559, choose and be notified of room and roommate changes.
Great. That should be very, very interesting. Well, everyone, that's all for now, so we'll talk to you soon.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC, is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.